I think it's because there's a schedule.
What do you mean, a schedule of usage or something?
Yeah, you know, places where you can sign if you want to reserve it, I guess.
Yeah. I guess they have classes during the summer, too.
I don't know. Well, I know they have tennis classes, but I don't know how many courts they take up or, you know, when the time is that anybody can use it.
Yeah. It's a pretty nice football stadium they have over there.
Huge. I ended up sitting on the top row of that thing at one of the games last year.
Yeah, that was fun.
Get dizzy.
Do they have decent home games?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, at Alabama, they always had the home games. In Tuscaloosa, they played all the dip teams. Didn't play any. You know, about big rivals like Tennessee or
yeah,
people like that.
They had homecoming there last year, mm-hmm, in our stadium.
Southern Miss did pretty well last season, didn't they?
A lot better than the year before last.
What was the year before last?
Very bad.
No games won, huh?
They might have won a couple. Yeah. If any.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see how much of this we can crank out this morning. All right, I was asking you about a bunch of animal questions last time. What about if you're riding a horse, the things that you hold in your hand to guide him with?
Reins.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing, like if you're plowing, what a farmer would hold in his hands to guide the animal?
I don't know.
Would that, have you ever heard lines used that way?
Lines?
Yeah, like plow line?
No.
Okay. Where do you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
Stirrups.
All right. And again, if you're plowing with a horse, or maybe if you have a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, the one that's on the left, have you ever heard any term for him?
No.
You ever heard of a lead horse?
No.
Okay. All right, this expression. If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little, something's not close by, it's just a little.
A little ways away.
Okay. Or say if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished your journey, you say you still have a to go.
A little piece.
Sure. All right. And something that's very common, you say, well, that's very common. You can find that just about.
Anywhere.
All right. And if I slip and fall down and fall that way, you say I fell.
Backwards.
Yeah, and that way.
Forward.
All right. Say if I'd been fishing, had miserable luck, didn't catch the first fish. Somebody asked me, well, how'd you do? I might say, what?
Didn't catch a thing.
Okay. Ever heard anybody around here say, no, didn't catch nary one?
Nary one?
Yeah.
That sounds like country talk.
Country talk, okay. Say if a schoolboy has just been blistered by the teacher, he might say, well, I don't understand that. I don't understand why she did that to me. I
didn't deserve it.
Okay, I didn't deserve it or I, anything wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. If I'm stumbling around the front yard and accidentally step on your father's rake and break it, he might say something like, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. Say if a child is crying and I want to know why, he might say, and I ask about it, he might say, well, a friend of mine has a lot of candy and he didn't give me
any.
Say if a young child is spoiled, and you want to say something to indicate the probability that when he grows up, he's going to run into some trouble because of the fact that he's spoiled now. What might you say? You might well say, when he gets older, he'll...
he's going to be rotten.
Okay. Or he'll have his trouble...
all his life.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like, well, more than likely, he'll have his trouble?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Would you say it that way?
More than likely, yeah.
Okay. What about like is not? Could you use
never
any?
Heard that.
I never heard like is not, okay. What about any idea what you call these trenches that are cut out by a plow?